What I want to talk about here today, did you see the title of today's program? On his way out, Trump just rickrolled the Biden crime family. How'd he do that? Whoever thought? Who thunk? We would actually make use. Well, you can't rickroll me without actually rickrolling. You got to get to the punchline, man. Yesterday, President Trump issued an executive order or an amendment to an executive order that he had released or had written on November the 12th of this year of our Lord, or last year of our Lord and Savior, Anno Domini 2020. And that executive order basically said that an American citizen and an American company under the authority of the Securities and Exchange Commission, that's the SEC, or any other financial or the central bank, there's a bunch of legal mumbo-jumbo in there, legalese and ledger domain, as they say, that if you're under their authority, in other words, if you're publicly traded, or you're doing business overseas and you're traded, they list all the conditions. You cannot transact business with any company, Chinese company, that has any tie whatsoever to the PRC military intelligence gathering. I'll read you parts of the executive order here. Because remember, now I'm going to get to the punchline in a minute here. Under penalty of law, you can't transact business. Now what this basically is remember last week in October 2020, the story broke. And the riot impeach media did not cover it, but baby boy Hunter Biden's laptop was found. It was handed over to the FBI. The FBI had it for months. Finally, the New York Post, someone at the Post had access to it or got access to it. The story broke. Most of you know what's on it. I know what's on it. President knows what's on it. The Biden crime family certainly knows what's on it. And one of the things in the emails that baby boy Hunter Biden had in an email chain was this $5 million in no interest loan that was given to Hunter Biden, which he shared with the rest of the Biden crime family. That loan came from a company based in China. Now, the whole thing looks legit, except for the interest-free part. But when reporters dug into the company that actually transferred the funds electronically into baby boy Hunter Biden's, one of his offshore accounts that he was doing business with the Ukrainians and fleecing them for tens of millions, that company, if you do a deep dive on it, turns out is a shell corporation, and it is actually owned by a Chinese defense contractor. And the Chinese defense contractor has ventured out into other infrastructure projects for the PRC, that's the People's Republic of China. That was illegal because it was interest-free. It was a bribe, basically. So Trump thinking that, all right, okay, so you stole the election from me. I may not be president in 2021. You're a criminal, Joe. You're a crook. How many times did Trump say that on the campaign trail? Your son is a criminal. He is a crook. Your brother is in on the family business. He's a criminal. You're all crooks. President thinking, I'm going to, not only you, Joe, but the rest of the Democrats that will all go right back to doing what they were doing when dear leader Chairman Mao Baba was president. Trump whacked him at the knees. That executive order completely waxed them at the knees. But there was a loophole, apparently. Somebody said, Mr. President, there's a loophole. There's something that we didn't include in the original order, and they'll be able to exploit it, and they will be able, the Biden crime family will be able to do business with the Chi-Coms. And then, now look, I'm filling the gaps in here because the president didn't actually say this. So Trump goes, all right, draft an amendment, and I'll sign it. Fill the hole. Plug the hole, damn it. Now, no one else is reporting on this. The only way you'll find this is on the MAGA web. So I'm going to start calling it the MAGA web. It's people like us. And I'm going to flesh this out in a little bit more detail as the segment unfolds in front of your ears and your eyes. By the by, if you're watching us on the Roku device today, welcome aboard. This is the Mike Church Show. We will be with you here until 10 a.m. or so, Central Standard Time. Please use your Roku remote there and give the channel a rating so it rises in the rankings. You can also watch us, if you're a Founders Pass member, easily on the Crusade Channel website. Under the Shows tab, you'll see Crusade Channel TV. Got to be logged in, tap that, and you get a beautiful, high-definition, in stereo, not that I could ever be beautiful, but in stereo picture of the program and all that's going on here. So, pursuant to the International Emergency Economic Powers Act, the National Emergencies Act, and then he gives all the titles and all that, blah, 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 I hereby report that I have issued an executive order taking further steps to deal with the threat posed by the People's Republic of China, increasing exploitation of United States capital, that's C-A-P-I-T-A-L, to resource and to enable the development and modernization of its military, intelligence, and other security apparatus, which continue to allow the PRC to directly threaten the United States. Homeland and the United States forces overseas, including by developing and deploying weapons of mass destruction, advanced conventional weapons, and malicious cyber-enabled actions against the United States and its people. Through the national security, military-civil fusion, the PRC increases the size of the country's military-industrial complex by compelling civilian Chinese companies to support its military and intelligence activities. By the by, this is probably just a coincidence. But using the term Chinese, China's military industrial complex, where do they get that term from? Hey, wait a minute. That's an American term. That's a term from Dwight David Eisenhower and his farewell address, isn't it? And I have a great fear that the American military-industrial complex is growing too large and powerful and menacing, said Eisenhower on his way out the dough. We still use it today. Because why? Because we have one. Apparently, the Chi-Coms want to have a military-industrial complex. And for President Trump to be calling them out and going like, yeah, we're the only people to get to have a military-industrial complex. You don't get to have one. Is that a coincidence? These companies, though remaining ostensibly private and civilian, directly support the PRC's military intelligence and security apparatus and aid in their development and modernization. At the same time, They raise capital by selling securities to U.S. investors that trade on public exchanges both here and abroad. Lobbying U.S. Index providers and funds to include these securities in market offerings and engaging in other acts to ensure access to U.S. capital. In that way, the PRC exploits U.S. investors to finance the development and modernization of its military. So congratulations, Brian Kemp, Brad Rasputin Raspenberger, and all the rest of you crooks in Georgia that have thrown open the Peachtree State to Chi-Com development and economic partnership. You're helping to build the Chi-Com military. Hey, let me give you a nice little pat on the back. By the by, I asked my friend, my connection with the Georgia State GOP, I asked him this morning, I said, dude, can you update me on what's going on? Aftermath of election fraud 2020. You know what he told me? He told me that all the people in Georgia, all the legislators and senators in Georgia that have been identified as giving any credence to and investigating the obvious mail-in ballot and vote ballot stuffing, vote-changing fraud that happened in Georgia, they're losing their committee positions. So now we'll get to see in Georgia and Pennsylvania and Michigan and Wisconsin and Arizona and all the rest of these legislators, you'll get to find out pretty quickly here if any of those legislators actually meant anything about fixing our election irregularities, or was it all just huffing and puffing? Was it all just CYA-ing? At the end of the day, though, hey, man, did the check come in from Dominion? Yeah? Oh, no, no, we checked it all out. It's all good to go. You'll find out.